A Gay and a Non-Gay is a podcast from James Barr and Dan Hudson. They're like a lovely little couple, except they're not.
Gays, non-gays, and everyone in between, we have a huge announcement. I'm so excited, Dan.
So am I.
Get ready for a Gay and a Non-Gay's Big Gay Show.
Is that what we're calling it?
That's what I've called it. What did you want it to be called?
I don't know. A Big Gay and a Non-Gay Show.
I don't know, though. Because for reasons that are about to come to light, it needs to be more gay than non-gay.
Right. And what are those reasons?
It's the day before Pride in London.
Wahey!
Wahey. Because you know we're supposed to be going on tour. We're supposed to be doing the bumming tour.
The podcast tour.
Well, depending on which outlets...
I mean, it was the but
you were consuming. It was either the bumming tour or the podcast tour. But either way, it was supposed to be happening
right
April last year. When we're doing this gig, we'll now be 18 months. It'll be 18 months at that point.
Quick
from
maths.
Where that was
impressive.
So we've sort of thanks. I mean, I've guessed that, so I could be wrong. We've abandoned the bumming tour and we're just doing
the big gay
the
show. A big gay show. No, it's not a bumming gig. It's a big gay show.
Right. Okay.
I mean, there might be bumming. I'm not sure. That's for people to decide.
Well, they can come and.
Consent. I'm just shouting that because I'm concerned about what you're about to say.
I was just trying to move this forward.
No, please. So go on.
We are performing live on Friday the 10th of September at 9:15 p.m.
Yes. And it's a Central London West End gig. Now, I know it's annoying for people that listen internationally or in other parts of the UK that can't get to the gig. We're working on that. I don't know why I've said that. It's not like we're going to fly you over. So
yeah, well, are we working on it?
No, but I'd love to get a little bus and help someone come down.
Maybe we won't. Let's just focus on selling tickets for now. But to be fair, it is London, but it is as central London as it gets. You could easily get there via train or even by, it's not that far from where the Megabus goes to.
Oh, God.
If you're not gay.
It's at Underbelly, Cavendish Square Gardens. It's a whole new setup behind John Lewis. So it's Oxford Street, Oxford Circus, and tickets are on sale this Thursday, the 13th of May. Check out our socials at Gay Non Gay to get tickets.
Welcome to a gay and a non-gay.
You know what's really weird about this whole thing?
Go on.
I spend so much time in that square, Cavendish Square. That's where I have my lunch, like most days. It's really bizarre that we're going to be doing a gig there.
Please don't eat a sandwich on stage like you did last time when you ate that Snickers or whatever it was.
It was a Boost.
It was a Boost chocolate bar, I forgot. And then at the Black Lives Matter march where you just got like, the biggest sourdough sandwich ever. Like, I can't...
I wish you'd get over that.
I can't get over it. You're always eating.
I am absolutely not always
no,
eating.
No, but you're always like firstly. Multitasking. You're multitasking a lot.
With the Black Lives Matter thing, I walked to...
Yeah, I mean, anyone would be hungry. I'm not coming for you. I'm just saying you do love to multitask. So please maybe don't eat a sandwich during the big gay show. Unless it's a gay sandwich.
What's a gay sandwich?
You know, like a gluten-free ciabatta with pesto chicken and pine nuts or something.
I mean, that sounds good.
A gay and a non-gay.
Can I go to New York the next day or will that be a problem?
Why would that be a problem?
Well, just because it's the Pride weekend, so I don't want to...
Oh, well, I guess it depends how much you care about the gays, doesn't it, really?
Yeah, but here's what's going on in New York, right? I mean, you can guess from the date.
It's not a pizza tour, is it?
It's the 20th anniversary of 9/11, firstly. And secondly, there's a massive gig happening in New Jersey, which Jack Antonoff is putting on, of Bleachers fame. It's in New Jersey, so so Bruce Springsteen's obviously going to turn up.
It's up to you, isn't it? Like, how important are gay people to you?
Either way...
of course you should go, you idiot.
Do you know,
Bruce Springsteen's your daddy. He's your, like, dad. He's your gay for pay.
What do you mean gay
like,
for pay?
Like, if Bruce Springsteen paid you to be gay, you'd do it because it's Bruce Springsteen. We've discussed this previously. He's your daddy. Like, it's fine. You go.
All right, cool.
Go live your best life, babe.
You can hold down the fort in London. But yeah, Friday the 10th of September, 9:15 p.m. Put it in your diary. Pre-sale tickets are on sale this Thursday the 13th of May. And check out our socials at GayNonGay for how to get tickets.
All right, let's start this week's episode with a safe space for Dan to ask questions to the LGBTQ+ community. And remember, as this is Dan's safe space, none of us are allowed to be offended.
Yes.
Let's hit it.
Things that Dan cannot say. Things that Dan cannot say. He's on the wrong track, baby. Things that Dan cannot say. Things that Dan cannot say. Things that Dan cannot say. He's on the wrong track, baby. Things that Dan cannot say.
Woo! That jingle really needs some auto-tune. If there's like a hot producer listening, please get in touch. Previous questions on things Dan cannot say have included, why is Madonna a gay icon? Why
I don't think I've ever said that.
You have off-air. Why do gay people not get the megabus? And why do gay people never provide beer at parties?
All right, so today's things Dan cannot say. Why are gay men obsessed with nudity? Like, why are they obsessed with posting photos of themselves topless all of the time on all social media?
Okay, I'm tapping out. No, you can't ask that.
Why?
Why do you want to know that? And why are you looking at them?
I'm actually not. I honestly am so... If I accidentally go onto our Instagram... I don't spend a lot of time on Instagram anyway. If I accidentally are on our Instagram versus my Instagram, I get so bored so quickly because all we seem to be following is blokes with their top off.
That is like, not true, but I may have followed quite a lot of blokes with their tops off, but that's not everyone. I am an inclusive LGBTQ plus person, Dan.
Right, well, there's enough of it for me to be like, right, immediately check out of this. So right, that's where we're at.
Well, maybe you should follow some people you like on there too. It is a gay and a non-gays account, so...
No, because you will just moan like you
no,
did
I
when
won't.
I when I tweeted a legendary Beavis and Butthead gif. You were all over.
I would... You had yeah, such but a go actually, at me, so that... Yeah, but in 2021, I wouldn't anymore. I would let you live your best life. Like, you can make it as non-gay as you like.
Anyway, I'm just a bit bored of it, so...
Of topless guys?
Yeah. And you, I mean, you're just as bad. You did it the other day.
I don't do topless pics. I don't feel confident enough to do that.
But you posted, like, a photo of your arse. just give it a rest, man. Like.
No, I posted a picture of my bottom in underwear with my COVID-19 vaccinated sticker on it.
Why?
Well, you know, I just thought, why not? Actually, T, I was celebrating the fact that Twitter now allows you to post any size picture on the platform and it doesn't crop it. And loads of gay people were all posting like full body nudes. So I thought I'd get involved and posted a picture of my butt. But like, is that okay? I mean, why not? What's wrong with that?
So previously it was too big to fit the...
No, Dan, answer my question. What is your problem with us posting up?
It's just a bit boring. What's it all about?
Well, why? You know what? It's probably activism in a way. And I'll go on record and say that my arse is activism. That's fine. But it is, isn't it? Because we're just saying, you know what? Like, if you're uncomfortable, then you need to check yourself. Because actually, I'm just free. I can live my best life. I can be who I am. I don't have to worry about your patriarchal nonsense. And I don't mean that. I'm not firing that at you, by the way. This is your safe space. But I think that's what we're doing. Like, we live in a different world now. OnlyFans, TikTok, everyone's nudes are everywhere. Not everyone's nudes. I haven't seen yours. But a lot of people are just free to be themselves. Lizzo, oh my God, like one of my favorite Instagram accounts. Lizzo's just sat there all the time, just like with everything just there.
Yeah.
And it's activism, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess so. I think it's just, the point's sort of being made now, isn't it? So we can just move on. Things that Dan cannot say, things that Dan cannot say. He's on the wrong track,
baby. Things that Dan cannot say. A gay and a non-gay.
You mean you should try it, Dan? Why don't you post a topless pic and watch the likes come flooding in?
I'm sure the likes will fly in, but
confidence. And the thing is, that picture of my butt, that got a lot of likes. It's getting your attention, isn't it? That's what it's all about.
Well, actually, in my case, if people just post too much of that stuff, or people who predominantly just post photos of themselves, I'd normally unfollow or mute because I'm just thoroughly bored. When people just take photos of themselves, it just says, I don't have any friends.
No, it doesn't.
And that's fine.
It's their brand.
It really does.
Well, to you it does, but not to me. It's their brand. It's about building their brand.
I just think this person is not enjoyable to be around. They'll be a nightmare because they'll be trying to take these photos every 2 seconds.
Yeah.
When I'm trying to watch a film or something.
Thank you.
If somebody took a photo with like all of their friends and their actual friends, not just people who are popping on social media, I would think, oh, that person is interesting. I would hang out with that person because I wouldn't every 2 seconds be trying to create some illusion of whatever.
I think a lot of people will relate to you, and I think a lot of people will relate to me, and I think that's wonderful. But we both have a very different opinion on that. I've changed my opinion recently. I've decided if you can't beat them, join them. And that's why I posted a picture of my arse on the internet because, you know what? My arse is activism. I'll say it again.
And what do you gain by doing that?
I guess, oh God, I don't know. God, why is, this is quite deep, Dan. Normally we're talking about Madonna or megabuses or something crap. Like, why are we talking about this? What do I gain from that? I mean, it makes me sound like a shallow bitch, but likes and attention and validation and serotonin. And right now I need that. So I'm just going to take it.
But does that not just feed the machine?
Well, it's definitely not good for your mental health long term, is it?
Yeah,
but I think if you're managing your mental health and you know what you're doing, and in this case, I do know what I'm doing. Like, I realize it's ridiculous to post a picture of my ass, then it's fine.
Right.
But if that was all I was posting, then I'd be concerned. But that isn't all I'm posting. That's just like one picture. The internet, it's like a conversation, isn't it? And if you don't join the conversation, you're not in it. And everyone's posting pictures of their asses right now. So I don't know. Maybe not everyone is, but like, there's a lot of gay people that are just like nude and being themselves. And I think in some respects, that's quite inspirational, because we're told so often by society that we can't be naked, that's wrong. And actually, why? Like, that's just another way of controlling us. Some of my favorite influencers are actually women who post fully nude photos on their Instagram.
Yeah,
and
no, I'm sure.
I love that, because I'm just like, yes, get it out. Like, why do you have to hide it? Why are we hiding anything? We should just be ourselves all the time. So in answer to your question, in a very long-winded answer to your question, a lot of it is probably attention-seeking. And some of it, I think, is activism.
Two unlikely friends take on the world.
Like, I like to post stuff about our podcast or whatever. Oh my God, this guest, blah, 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 blah. So I can't take the moral high ground and be like, oh, I'm completely immune. But in terms of like a picture of me, I just feel like that I don't really need that validation. Do you know what I mean?
No, not really. Because it's not just validation, is it? Internet works. Like, you've watched enough of these films, I'm sure, about like The Hack on Netflix and Cambridge Analytica and all that nonsense about how the internet is out to get us. And algorithms, Instagram, money, like success, it all comes from being out there all the time. And it's exhausting and it's annoying. But if I want to get my message out there, if I want people to listen to this podcast, I have to post a picture of my ass on the internet. And I know that's fucking awful. Like, don't get me wrong, I realize how shit that is. But that's how I feel. I feel like we're in a time where the currency is real, naked truth. And fine, it doesn't have to be a picture of my ass. I'm not recommending people do that. But we've got to take part in that conversation.
Do you not think that's what would be known in the past as selling out? Or
yeah, but okay, a lot of successful people have sold out, right?
When you refer to successful people, I don't know who you're referring to.
The Cookie Monster. The Cookie Monster sold out.
Yeah, they have. The Muppets have sold out. Yeah,
right.
They have.
So there you go. And they're massively successful.
Yeah, but they were successful anyway.
I mean, it doesn't matter, does it? They're more successful now.
Disney have bought them and are pimping them out to...
But I don't think I've sold out by selling a picture of my butt. Sending a picture of my butt, Freudian slip. I've got a secret OnlyFans. But I haven't, have I?
Well, I'm not saying you have or you haven't. I'm just asking the question. Are you not undermining the content of the podcast? Because what you're effectively saying here, to play devil's advocate, is the podcast is nothing without...
A picture of my butt.
This podcast needs sex to sell it, basically.
No, I don't think so, no. Because I'm not just talking about butt pics. If I was just posting nudes on the internet everywhere, then yes, absolutely. I do take your point, and you're right. Everything you're saying is completely valid, but everything I'm saying is valid too.
Did you see this woman on this morning? She's a fart influencer.
Right.
So she's making money from, like, letting one go, basically.
Right.
Because people are into that.
Okay.
That's like a fetish, apparently.
She decided to quit her successful career as a travel agent after a hobby she took up in 1999 became way more lucrative than an actual job.
So, in fact, you could say that Emma landed a bit of a windfall.
This makes you an awful lot of money. I mean, with a month here, we're sort of saying it's equivalent works at about £3,000 a month.
I've always made that and more. But I have a lot of people that have followed me for 15 years. Yeah. You just have to be yourself and let it come through.
it does.
Are you going to do that?
If you'll pay for it, how much would you pay me?
Well, I'm not going to pay you anything, but I don't know, somebody might.
I guess not, because that doesn't really fit with my brand, does it?
Well, you're posting a photo of your ass, and it's what comes out of your ass, so...
It's a good point. I mean, I'll think about it, Dan. I'll think about it. If you post a topless pic, maybe I'll post...
Why do you keep telling me to do that?
I'm not telling you to do it at all. I'm just saying, if you do, then maybe I'll post a picture of me breaking wind. Not okay, that I well, think, not that anyone wants to see that, by the way. And also, it's obviously not something I do.
Well, I look forward to seeing that.
Thanks. It's funny, actually, because Dan and I have got a photo shoot coming up because we need new pictures. What was that? How was that?
It's just what his life is like in this building.
Wow. Dan and I have got our big underbelly show, our big gay show on the 10th of September. So we need some pictures for the poster. And I've organized a photo shoot. And I messaged Dan saying, do you want a stylist? Because I'm going to get a stylist to help. And Dan literally just wrote back, no. Why do you not want a stylist? Well, I mean, that sounds ridiculous. Like, can I just explain what a stylist is?
It
makes me sound like a complete idiot. It's a friend of Corin, who's our mutual friend, who's a photographer, who was originally Dan's friend, but is now also my friend. Let's not get into it. And basically, I just said I was going to buy some like cute gay AF clothing. And she was like, oh my God, actually, my friend's really good at that. Message him. So he's super cute. He's very cool. And it's like, it's not a big deal. It's just a guy who is good at shopping.
The last thing I'm going to do is spaff money on somebody telling me what to wear.
So what are you wearing then?
I don't know.
As a stylish man.
It's like a week away, so I'll worry about it.
No, it's like 2 weeks away.
Okay, well, even longer, so I've got
no,
I'll worry
that's
about
not
it.
Enough time. I'm worried about it now. These pictures are going to live forever, aren't they?
Not really, because the last slot we did apparently are already out of date. So
yeah, that was like 2 years ago.
Well, they haven't lived forever then, have they? I'm not going
to
turn
up. And if I'm there wearing Copacabana feathers, like I need you to look stylish next to me.
Yeah, but I do. I just naturally do.
Okay, all right, fine. So what is it, a Metallica t-shirt or?
Oh, yeah, probably.
Nice one. It's not about choosing something you wouldn't wear, by the way. It's just about freshening it up.
I am fresh. I have a lot of clothes, like I do. I really, really don't need any more. Certainly not t-shirts.
So I'm going to buy you some fresh garms.
No, don't. Honestly,
no, I'm
going to
do it. No, I am. I've got the gay non-gay credit card.
Spend all money on it. Don't spend more. It's fine. I'm fine as is. Thanks for the offer.
Maybe you can just do them topless then and we'll be fine.
Well, maybe. I don't know. Would you just get a grip?
Okay. Thanks for listening to our podcast this week, everyone. Don't forget that our brand new show is on sale. Go to our socials at Gay Non Gay and we'll see you next week. If you want to donate Dan a fresh garm, get on our website, gaynongay.com/donate. We have a PayPal button and you can also become a member of our family by joining our Patreon.
All right. See you next week.
Thanks for listening, babes. Do the admin and support Gay and a Non-Gay. Visit gaynongay.com/donate.